Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. This is the third and final episode on my preparation chapter, part of the Communication Skills Six-Pack series. If you find it helpful and want to be notified of further episodes, remember to subscribe on your platform of choice, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or others, and share with your friends and coworkers. If you want to ask questions or give feedback, reach out on LinkedIn or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Every day I record this podcast, or sometimes when I have to prepare any sort of presentation to my clients or my team, I always use the same procedure. Confirm the topic and goals, frame them well, split the topic into key parts and support each of them, and summarize the message. Today's focus is on point number two, to frame the topic well. Imagine you've been asked to give a demonstration of the latest set of features your team built. You could be an engineer, a designer, or a product manager. What do? Go to your backlog and get that list of things that were done? Maybe you'll get started on a slide deck. Maybe you'll bring out that Jira report you've prepared. This is something that I've observed many times. I've done it. And you probably did too. If someone is called to speak, it's like they're talking to themselves. Maybe the content is too technical for the audience. Maybe it's not too technical. Maybe it doesn't meet their expectations. Maybe the impact of the work done isn't clear. Ultimately, there's a mismatch between what is expected and what is served. And that can prove boring at best and expensive at worst. So how do you solve this? How do you answer this sort of challenge and get people's attention from the very start? SCQA is a technique used to give proper context to a message. It is used by the biggest management consulting firms in the world, like McKinsey, Bain, and BCG. And there's a reason why they use it. It is very much in line with storytelling and creative writing. If you remember the previous episode, I mentioned STAR, which stands for Scenery, Tension, Action, and Resolution. SCQA is similar. From a different angle, it purposefully triggers the audience to engage in the story you're going to tell. To start framing your message well, provide a situation. A situation is more like a scenery, an environment. It puts the audience somewhere instead of where they are. For example, if you're talking about your product, put your audience where its users typically are. Think about an exercise app. The user can be at the gym with their trainer, the local park with friends, running on the street with their headphones on, at home, anywhere. That's the situation. Here are a couple of important things to keep in mind when developing the situation. 1. Make it personal. It's much better to have an actual person or a group of people than to have none. That way, you increase the chances your audience will individually connect to that person or one in the group. 2. Make it relatable. Whatever scenario you come up with should be easy to follow. A court case is much more difficult to understand and follow than perhaps a dinner at home with friends. It's much safer to assume that everyone has dinner and everyone has friends. 3. Make it relevant. The situation you provide must sustain the point you're trying to make in the first place. The example from earlier of the exercise app, the gym situation, is very much relevant. For those that do exercise at home, that's also very much in line. If you're speaking to your business leaders, it will very much appreciate if you bring business goals and vision to the context of that situation. Bonus tip for product teams, if you have a value proposition canvas or personas, this can be a great place to start looking for those scenarios. Once the situation is described, it's time to add some spice to the story through a complication. Think of every good movie you've seen. What happens first? Usually, it's something bad, something that goes against the natural order of things. Every Spider-Man movie has it. Yes, I'm a Spider-Man fan. The Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, Venom, Lizard. They create the major tension that drives the whole plot forward. That's what you want to bring to your own message. Let's go back to the exercise app. If the business wants to expand their reach to more senior people instead of adults until 50, you bring that up. Something like this. 95% of our users are adults until age 50, and we've been getting feedback from potential customers who are more than 50, who want to benefit from the product, but can't. Once the complication is set and your audience understands it, they're already asking themselves how to solve the problem. It is your job to bring that question out one way or another. Remember, you are presenting an answer to a question, maybe more. If you don't ask the right question, your audience will do it for you and might feel disappointed that their question was not answered. Ask the question explicitly. Let's get back to our example. The question can be something like, how can we help those older customers benefit from our product sustainably and with a profit? The important factors to keep in mind when asking a question are, 1. It must connect the problem with the solution. Asking the right question will help you verify if you have both the right problem and the right solution. If you don't, you have the opportunity to take a step back and redefine either one or both. 2. Make it obvious. The simpler the question is, the better. If it's less than that, then the complication can be better explained. 3. Make it open. Open questions start with one of six words, known as 5W1H. I've talked about these questions in episode 40 on how to ask good questions. They encourage the audience to engage in thought, which connects them to what you're about to present next. The moment everyone is waiting for, the answer. It is the pinnacle of the story, the solution to the original problem. In the previous two episodes on preparation, we've been mostly exploring this very concept. A good answer requires the following traits: structure, flow, and resonance. Let's start with structure. When it comes to it, the goal is to give the audience enough of a map that they can navigate. A lost audience is an unengaged one. There's no engagement, there's no point in giving any presentation at all, particularly in the 21st century, where attention spans are lower than ever before. Flow is the natural ability to understand a message from beginning to end, specifically when you use things like lists, pyramids, and circles, you reduce cognitive load and therefore increasing flow. Resonance is key. The audience knows the problem, and they will question whether your answer solves it. Constantly keep tabs on the problem when giving out the answer by recalling the question, sharing stories, and providing data. If you're not seeing it yet, I've been using both SCQA and MOSMOS at the same time in most of my podcasts. How did I start this one? Here's how. I started by giving you a situation. Someone having to demonstrate their team's latest features. Then I introduced a complication. Many people give out such demonstration as if they were talking to themselves, which can be boring, frustrating, and expensive. Right after that, I asked you explicitly how to solve it, how to engage the audience right from the get-go. Everything else after that question is the answer by telling you how SCQA works. When I did, I used a pyramid to break down each letter in the acronym, each one getting their own supporting information through lists of things to keep in mind, tips, etc. Finally, stories and structures and the meta model are evident, concrete examples that you can relate to and easily navigate through. If you use SCQA, you will create the right conditions to get your audience's attention from the very start until the end. Give yourself a try and use it in whatever circumstance, at home, with friends, or at work. I would personally love to hear those stories. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.